I just want to read for us before we begin and go into this morning. Revelation 7 from verse 9 onward, he says, "After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.' And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, 'Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.'" And this morning we worship God. This morning we declare the name of Jesus, who is the name that is above every other name. Amen. And before we begin, I just want to read from Matthew 28 at the end, about Jesus' last words to his disciples in Matthew. Matthew 28 verse 16, he says, "Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.'" Jesus' final words is an instruction to go therefore and make disciples of all nations. And from disciple making, something that God has stirred on my heart is to begin a discipleship for those who feel that they are called into ministry. And as such, we've began to those who were interested. They showed up, and we walked a journey for almost a year in discipleship and leading and growing and building into them and trusting God for what He has laid on their hearts. And one of the things throughout the discipleship that I said out that I felt God put on my heart is to raise men to preach. And as such, we have Muketsi here this morning. You can come forward. He has been in that discipleship for the last, I think it's safe to say, 10 to 11 months, somewhere there. And building into him and trusting God to release something in him that he is going to share with us this morning. That, just to say more, that I did not make it easy to get to this point. There were three sessions where he had to preach to me and to Kat, very intimidating, giving notes, saying, "No, this is not right. This is how you need to change it. The words you're using here, use this. This is what this passage is saying." And after that grueling process, he is here this morning, and we are trusting God with the word that he has given him. So over to Muketsi. Do you want this water or your water? Okay, give them both. Give them both. Okay. Let's just pray for him. Let's just pray for him. Father, just bring Muketsi before you this morning. And as this is his very first time preaching to an audience, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you calm him. That your Spirit come over him now in Jesus' name. That you empower him. That there be a release in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I pray that you lead him, that you bring to remembrance everything he has prepared. Amen and amen. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Pastor and Mrs. V, for the opportunity to preach, and morning to all the saints. I hope everyone is okay. Today we are going to be speaking on the topic remaining in the Word of God or in the Word of God. Before we continue, we will just okay, so these days we have different platforms where we can get information. We have different social media platforms. Is there anyone who knows any of these platforms? Yes, can we name a few? Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and there's another one, sorry. And WhatsApp, the last one. Google, the last one. TikTok, yes, thank you. So, and then on these platforms, we get information, and from the information that we get, it is often, or the information that we get in most of the time, it influences our lives, or in most of the time, it informs the decision, or it informs how we live. So on these informations that we get on these different platforms, how do we then verify that this word that I'm hearing on TikTok, on Facebook, is it the word of God? When I take this word that I'm hearing on Facebook, am I living in the word of God? Am I doing what is pleasing the Lord? Am I obeying God in that way? So today we will be speaking about the significance of remaining in the Word of God and of not deviating in the Word of God. Where we're going to read today, or where we're going to study, we are going to be seeing what happens when we do not remain in the Word of God. So we're going to be reading in the book of Galatians, chapter number 1, from verse number 6 to verse number 10. Okay, I will read for us. Verse number 6. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and attending to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed. For am I now seeking the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. Amen. So looking into verse number 6, we find the Apostle Paul here. He's saying he is astonished that these saints of Galatia, they heard the gospel, but now they are deserting the gospel. How are they deserting God? They are deserting God because in Galatia, the Apostle Paul, he came and he taught the people of Galatia. And then there were teachers who came to teach, and what they were teaching, it was contrary to the word of God. And as a result, he is saying, as now they are adopting to this teaching, in so doing, they are then leaving, leaving him that called them, meaning they are leaving God, as they are adopting to the teachings that are contrary to the word of God. It is them then leaving God. Amen. So on the question that we said, as in what happens when we follow what is not the word of God, here we are finding an example of that we be in a state where we leave God. So as to these saints in Galatia, as they were turning to a different gospel, they were leaving God in a way. When we continue to verse number 7, it says, not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. So these teachers that came they were distorting the gospel. So in addition, so we know that the gospel, it is being saved by grace through faith. And then once we are saved like that, we are justified, or we, according to the book of Romans, where it says, if we believe in our hearts and we confess with our mouth, we will then be saved. So, and then in that way, that's where we are declared righteous, or yes, that is where we are declared righteous. And the word of God says, then the righteous shall live by faith. When it continues in this book of Galatia, that way we find that it says the righteous is to live by faith. However, thank you, Pastor. Okay. However, these teachers in Galatia, they were teaching that after one being saved, one is to also observe some of the law. One is to continue in some parts of the law. So in that way, they were saving, yes, be saved, be justified, and be justified. However, also keep to the law. So now that is where they were distorting the gospel. Whereas, how are we, after having accepted Christ, how are we to live? What is it that we are to do? The word of God says that the just shall live by faith, meaning we are to then live by faith. How do we then live by faith? We live by faith So in the book of Romans, we find how we obtain faith. It says, faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. So then how do we then live by faith? So it means, as we hear the word of God, as the faith is being built in our heart, and as we continue to observe the word of God, that is us then living in faith, or being the just that are living by faith. Okay. So when we continue and go to verse number 8. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed. And then, so here we then find two lessons in this one. There's a lesson for the one who preaches, and there's a lesson for the one who hears the word. So for the one that hears the word. So, because if someone is preaching what is contrary to the word of God, to that one, we find that there is a curse upon them. So then to the one that will receive those word, it means that it's not the word of God. It means that, that person will not be observing the word of God. As we read from verse number 6, that when we then go or take the teachings that are not the word of God, in that way we are deserting God. So that means the one that will be hearing what is not the word of God, because from there one can live on that, but that person will be deserting God. So to be the hearer that doesn't desert God, it then becomes critical that one is able to discern that which is the word of God, that one is able to see that, okay, this is not the word of God, okay, this is the word of God, then I'm going to adopt this word of God and keep to the word of God. Because if I am keeping to the word of God, then I am not deserting God, but I am living with God. I am doing that which is pleasing to God, or I am then remaining in the word of God. And then verse number 10, for am I now seeking the approval of men or of God, or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. On this one, the apostle is speaking about when he came, he was coming under the commandment of God. He was coming not to get the approval of men. He was coming not to please men, but he was coming as a servant of God. He was coming to serve God. He was coming to do the will of God. So then in our lives today, it then becomes critical that we be those that also understand that we are just seeking to get God's approval. We are just seeking to please God. We are just seeking to be the servant of God and not to please men. And then how do we then do this? How do we then we be in a state of pleasing God? There is a concept that says an audience of one. So how do we then become people that are pleasing to God, or achieve the state of audience of one, where the state of audience of one is where we just live for God? We just those who are saying, what does God say in his word? And we just obey God from his word. We just live by obeying God in his word. And in the book of Hebrews, we in verse number 2, as we said before, that the just shall live by faith. Then in the book of Hebrews, if I'm not mistaken, it's chapter 12, verse number 2, it says that the ancient people, they received God's approval by living by faith. So the ancient people, they lived by faith, and as a result, they then obtained the approval of God. So for us to also receive the approval of God, it means that we are to be the people of faith. And how do we become the people of faith? We become the people of faith by meaning, as faith comes by hearing the word of God. And as we hear the word of God, we adhere to the word of God. We live by the word of God. And in that way, it's only us and God, or it's only us living to please God, or to do that which pleases God. And in that way, that is us remaining in the word of God. So now, why is it important that we be those that remain in the word of God? It is important because when we remain in the word of God, we will not desert God. That's number one. Number two, we will be able to please God, or we will be able to keep his commandments. As the word of God says, those that love God, they keep his commandment. So we will also be in a state where we please God. However, if we are not careful, or if we be in a state where the word of God is influenced, or the social media platforms, they influence. It's not only the social media platforms that can influence the word of God in our lives, or where we can get the teachings that are contrary to the word of God. So whenever there is a teaching that is contrary to the word of God, it is then going to take us away from what the Lord has said. Amen. And when it takes us away from what the Lord has said, then it's us leaving God. So for us to not leave God, it is important that we be in a state where we are able to discern, we are able to tell, this is not the word of God, and this is the word of God, and we continue to stay in the word of God. And then it then becomes critical that we be people who continuously study the word of God, so that whenever there are instances which seeks to speak against the word of God, then we are able to know that this is not the word of God, but we seek that which is the word of God. And it's also, and that we be the people in every instances, we always ask, what is the will of God in the context of work, in the context of our families, in the context, in different contexts, we just be those that seek the will of God. We just be those that seek to do the will of God, to do, that which is pleasing to the Lord. We find the Lord Jesus Christ in the, in, in the, in the book of John, where he says to the disciples, his will, or not his will, but his food is to do the will of the Father. So from here, we find that the Lord Jesus Christ, he was driven, or his mandate, he understood that he is to just do the will of the Father. So if we can also adopt a similar thing, or be driven by the word of God, be those that are just seeking the word of God. And as we seek the word of God in that way, we will be able to then keep the commandments of God. We will not be confused by any word that may seek to confuse us, but we will just be those that are firm and are living for God all the time. Thank you.
That is for your very first sermon, I think that was amazing. And glory be to God as he is raising the next generation. Let us glorify God. I think to just summarize that, if we remain in the Word of God, despite the many contradictions that are out there that we find on social media, that influences our theology, that influences our view on who God is, whether it be how to do marriage, how to raise children, how to have interpersonal relationships. There's a lot of advice that sound good when you hear it, it's like this is so good, but when you compare it to the Word of God, it seems that it's contradicting to the Word of God. That the way God wants us to raise our children is godly and just, and the way God wants us to engage in marriage is different to how the world portrays marriage. But it sounds good, so we take it without realizing that maybe this is influencing my view of God. That he's an awesome, loving God who knows what is best for me because he is wise. And if God is wise, it knows that he knows the best means so to the end. That he knows where you are heading. And he knows the best way for you to get there. And that creates in us a desire and a need to come to the Word of God and say, how does this measure up in my life? Because God is the one I'm living for. He's the one I'm living for. And I want to get there by his ways, not this other influences. They might have great skin and great hair, but I want to go to heaven, even if my hair is not that great. I mean, got rid of half of it, so anyway, that's not the point. The point is that we be guided by the Word of God, because it is the path. Jesus says he's the way, the truth, and the life, and that's what we find in the Bible. May that bless you this morning. Please have another cup of coffee, fellowship, and may the name of Jesus be lifted high. If you need prayer, if you need a word from God, please come forward. We would like to pray with you and hear from the Lord. Once again, Mokgweetsi, glory be to God for what he's doing in your life. Amen. Amen. Father, thank you that we can end off the Sunday, and I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you come and lift us up. That you come and take this word that was shared this morning, that you come and water it. That it not be the seed that fell along the rocky path, but the seed that fell on fruitful soil. And that Holy Spirit, that you will come and water this word. That you will come and remind us of the importance of understanding your word and who you are. Holy Spirit, I pray that you come and lead us. And in this moment, I pray that you come and do what you want to do in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. I bless you. Have a good week. Amen and amen.